Hello, this is Phil. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Let me ask you. Sorry?
I was like, you're a real person, not a recording.
That is correct.
You are human, or at least human-like. It's one of those new AIs, Carolyn, that calls and sounds like a human. Yeah, go ahead. It's asking us about troubles in the nation. Like maybe Israel. Go for it.
All right, thank you. And well, let me go ahead with the first question. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? The answers are definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, will not vote.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else? Answers are a strong Democrat. Sorry?
Something else.
Thank you.
Ooh. Oh, I know what happened. Hang on for
a
second, sir.
In November. Okay.
Okay, your next question.
Yes. And in November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. What is your age?
49.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're presenting everybody. May I ask your race?
Yes, I am African American.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
5.
Okay, thanks. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I only have 3 options.
The options are very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
Okay. Next question is, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Answers are strongly approve, somewhat approve. Somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thanks. Next question. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs? Is that strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly approve?
Slightly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is from 0 to 10, protecting voting rights and democracy. How do you rate the importance of this from 0, not important at all, to 10, most important, or 5, somewhat important?
7.
Okay, thanks. Combating climate change and protecting the environment?
7.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education?
10.
Thanks. Banning TikTok?
Come on. Back over here. All right.
0.
Thank you. And banning assault weapon.
7.
Thank you. Addressing immigration and border security.
2.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Okay. Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
6.
Okay, thanks. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let me just go ahead and move to the next part. And well, next question is, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you, yes or no?
No.
Okay, next question. You answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote? Or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming elections? The options are yes.
Yes.
Sorry, just for the protocol, let me just go ahead and read you for the answers on these specific questions. The answers are yes, that makes me less likely to vote in the upcoming election. Next, the other one is no, I'm still motivated to vote in the upcoming election.
No, I'm still motivated to vote in the common election.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Well, TikTok?
80.
Thanks. Charlemagne the God?
Oh, Charlemagne the God!
Correct.
80.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
10.
YouTube.
7. D.
70?
70.
Okay, thanks. Democrats in Congress.
60.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
60.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
10.
Cory Booker.
10. You said Cory Booker?
Correct, Cory Booker.
Ain't he the one that's a Democrat that's running independently now?
Okay, and in this case, how would you rate them from a scale from 0 to 10? Sorry, 0 to 100?
60.
Thanks. Cornel West?
50.
Thank you. Mark Zuckerberg?
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. And well, and I know it's still a long way, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Okay, thanks. And generally speaking, what makes you support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president?
His politics.
The politics?
Yes.
Thank you. Changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand now about artificial intelligence or AI? Answers are a great deal, a fair amount, not much, nothing at all.
A fair amount.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat? Options are much more of a benefit, somewhat more of a benefit, somewhat more of a threat, much more of a threat.
Somewhat of a benefit.
Thank you. Which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or current level of regulation of tech companies is about right? Should be less regulated, should be more regulated, current level is about right.
Should be more regulated.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Russia, big US tech companies, the US government, China, North Korea, US law enforcement, or foreign tech companies?
Can I hear my options again?
Yes, Russia, big US tech companies, US government, China, North Korea, law enforcement, foreign tech companies.
And the question is, who am I more afraid of?
Yes. Thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to personal data privacy and security? Russia, big U.S.
Big tech companies.
Big U.S. tech companies. Okay.
Yes.
Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms? If at all, X, formerly Twitter, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. What about Instagram?
Once a month.
Thank you. That would be less than once a month or about once a month?
About once a month.
Thank you. TikTok?
More than once a month.
Thank you. YouTube, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. And Facebook?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. As a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Learning about businesses and products, connecting with people who share your views and values, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc. Accessing unfiltered news and information, watching entertaining content, organizing, communicating with and hearing from your community?
Watching entertaining videos or content.
Thank you. Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few, to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. Meta keeps its user data secure. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
And is that a strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Meta plays a negative role in society. On that statement, do you agree or disagree? Sorry?
I just wanted to hear my options again. I'm sorry.
No worries. Meta plays a negative role in society. Strongly agree. Somewhat agree. Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree.
Slightly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. TikTok plays a negative role.
It's not a strong, it's a slight.
Oh, okay. Somewhat disagree then.
Somewhat. Okay, I'm sorry. Somewhat disagree. I said the wrong word. My apologies.
No worries. Thank you. And TikTok plays a negative role in society. Strongly agree. Somewhat agree. Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. X or Twitter keeps its user data secure. Strongly agree. Somewhat agree. Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree. Hello, can you hear me?